Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. Let's have some fun today, okay? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about life and lessons, and I want you to participate, be a part of it. Welcome to our Facebook friends joining us. You can participate as well on the radio, online, around the world. You can call us here in our studio at 888-888-1717. I'm live today. Love to hear from you. You know, a little six-year-old was talking with the vet about his dog, and the question came up, you know, why do dogs seem to live less? They do. I mean, humans live longer than dogs. Why is that? Why do dogs don't live so long? And this little six-year-old came up with a great theological truth, I think. He said, people are born so they can learn how to live a good life, like loving everybody all the time and being nice. Well, dogs already know how to do that, so they don't have to stay around as long as we do as people. We got lessons to learn. I think, you know, someone's asked, why is it that the day we get saved, God just doesn't take us away? I mean, we're saved, bring us home. We got a reason to be here. God has a purpose for our lives, and there are lessons to be learned, things that we can share, reaching other people for Christ. And I just did a lesson with my staff on the topic of the decades of life. And I sat down at my stage in life and thought about each of the decades of life, you know, from birth to 10, and then from 10 to 20 and so on. And there are lessons in each of these decades. And I'm going to teach a little bit of what I shared with the staff today. But I'd love to have you join in as well to be a part of the intentional living process today. And here's a question that I'd throw out to you. If whatever decade you're in, maybe you're in your 30s, maybe you're in your 40s, or maybe you're a little later, you're in your 60s. If you could talk to someone in a decade or two earlier than you, and they're gonna run into the decade you're in now, what is one lesson, one truth, one thing that you would pass along to them so when they hit your decade in life, maybe they've got a little head start? What would be one thing for the decade of life that you're in now that you'd like to pass along to a earlier decade participant life? Okay? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. By the way, when you call, we have the One Thing wristband we're making available to those who get on the air with me here. And Stephen can tell you how to hook that up so you can get that ordered and we'll get it to you. 888-888-1717. Very quickly, let me go through a few of these decades. You know, the early decade of 0 to 10, which is really probably one the most critical decade of life. This is when our children and grandchildren are learning about trust. The question is, do I belong? They need a lot of security. Those first 10 years of life are powerful and important. And so the message to parents and grandparents, provide to those young ones a lot of security, that they know they belong, they know that God loves them, they know that you love them. If you didn't grow up, by the way, in that, you may be still wrestling with insecurity in your 30s or 40s, dating back to those first 10 years. Those of you from 10 to 20, maybe you have kids or grandkids, 10 to 20, sort of in the teen years, this is when they're influenced by their friends. The question is their identity. Identity. We hear a lot about that today, about finding your identity and who you are. And there's a confusing message out there to young people today in this world. It's really confusing, the whole discussion about identity. And so if you have kids, grandkids from that age of 10 to 19, the teen years, really help them not only make a decision for Christ, but help them learn how to decide like Christ, to grow in Christ, to find their identity in Christ. And maybe you didn't even come to Christ till you were in your 40s or 50s. So you wrestle with maybe some of that, really, really getting firmly settled with that identity. In your 20s, this is when we're reaching out into the world a little bit and trying to find independence. And the question is, can I make it on my own? And I tell people this is a decade where if you're going to take some godly risk, this is the time to do it, because you got some time to recover. By the way, this is an hour lesson, but I'm just touching on a few points here. The 30s, 30 to 39, this is kind of a redo. You're getting started again, maybe some new starts, big decisions, what's next? This is a time to really build that strong confidence in Christ. See, if you didn't have that early in your life, you face your 30s, don't settle. 30s are critical. Don't settle. Whatever God has for you, it's significant. That has to do with relationships and everything. Don't settle. It was a big decade for me, my 30s, going back to college, finishing my graduate degree, getting into counseling, writing my first book, coming out of the 20s a little shaky, and coming to the 30s with some things that I really felt God was leading me to do. 40s, hey, did you know the 40s, the midlife? Research shows kind of the roughest decade, more difficult because you have kids, got all the responsibility, midlife crisis, you know, did I accomplish the things that I set out to do? This is a time for priorities. It's a busy decade. It's easy to lose priorities. We'll come back. Those of you 50 and above, we haven't forgot about you. But the calls are coming in. We're going to get to them here. You're welcome to join in. If you had one thing from the decade you're in you want to pass along to someone coming up behind you, what would it be? 888-888-1717. Anna, how you doing today? Hello, Anna. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead. What's the one thing you'd like to pass along?
The one thing I'd like to pass along, and I'm 79 years old. I've got 2 kids, 7 grandkids, 12 great-grandkids. I would say laugh more, lighten up, be able to laugh at yourself, be joyful. And you know what? There's a difference between being happy and joyful, because the Bible commands us, Jesus commands us to be happy, to be joyful. We're not commanded to be happy. We're told how to be happy, but we're commanded to be joyful. And Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus counted it all joy to go to the cross, to suffer. Was joy for him, because he's taken our sin on himself. So everybody lighten up, you know, after 2 years of COVID, we're way too angry, lighten up, laugh at yourself, laugh at others, and just give thanks to God every day that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I love your show. I love you guys.
Thank you. And we'll get to that 70th decade, but you're an example, because one of the things I say about being in the 70s, this is a decade to be positive. I said to be active and be positive, and you certainly get the gold star for that today. Whatever decade you're in, there's lessons to be learned. What do you pass along to those coming up behind you in maybe the decade or two earlier? 888-888-1717. Nancy's on the line. Hey, Nancy, how you doing?
All right today.
Good. What would you pass along to an earlier decade?
Especially the 20s and 30s. Enjoy life. I just lost my husband to cancer. He fought it for 4 years, and he was only 56.
Sorry.
You know, and he enjoyed life, enjoyed the bonfire, and sit down and enjoy, even if you didn't know the person, enjoy the old stories of people gone by before, or camp, you know, fishing or hunting or camping trips. That's what I wish I would have done more. I know I'm a kind of person that doesn't like to sit down and listen, but, you know, it even to you know, teaches me sometimes we just got to slow down and just listen to the older people and enjoy life and don't take it for granted.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, it is. Exactly. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And your message is, you know, the mindfulness of enjoying every day. God, that's a blessing. You know, the day has been made by God. Now rejoice and be glad in it, as the scripture says. So When you think about your earlier years, your earlier decades, you were saying you felt like maybe you were too uptight or too focused on just all the routines or what?
Yeah, just, you know, I got to get this done, I got to get that done. You know, you're both working as parents and, you know, there's always something to do. And even for myself, but for other people, just take time to just sit down. And if somebody's older than you, listen to the stories, even if you don't know the person. And just take that time to sit down and relax with each other.
And you can speak from experience with the loss of your husband. I'm so sorry for that, but it's one of those jolts in life for sure. We're talking about the decades of life. I'm going to get to the 50s and beyond in a moment. We're going to take a break. Love to have you join in. Here's what we're talking about, the decades of life or the seasons of life. And the scripture says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, according to Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time to be 50, and there's a time to be 20, and there's a time to be 70 if God chooses to allow you to live that long. And each of them have their own unique challenges. And so I created this lesson I just taught. By the way, it's for our members coming up next month on each of the decades of life. What do we need to accomplish in those decades? What's significant? What are the challenges? And one thing that we should focus on in each of those decades. And so I thought, hey, let's just open the phone line. Love to have you join in and share with us whatever decade of life you're in. Maybe you're in your 50s or 60s or 30s, and you're thinking, hey, someone may be listening who's in their 20s or 30s coming up behind me. Here's one thing that I've learned, one thing about life that I'll pass along to help them. It could be a really practical thing. I don't know. What is it? Give us a call. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
As I say at Intentional Living, we tend to judge ourselves by our good intentions. And I think many times people get into marriage because their intentions are good, but we always judge by the other person by their expectations. And so that's why in counseling, I've seen couples that I've counseled with over the years, and the guy's just oblivious. You know, I'm going to work, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing all these things, and she's just never happy. Well, I said, hey, is it possible that your intentions are good? I mean, you're doing all the right things, but her expectation is time, sharing, being there, and you're missing the difference between an intention and an expectation.
Oh, my goodness.
And whenever an expectation is not met, we know that creates disappointment in a relationship.
Oh, man. Man, I'm telling you, that I'm writing all of this down right now. Praise the Lord. That is it. Gosh, that just spoke to me on so many levels right now. That was awesome.
Don't you love a student like that? That's great. Hey, thank you. That's Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. You hear him on the radio, hear his music. He and his wife, Candace, and someone from their band can be joining us on the Intentional Living Cruise. We set sail a month from right now, June 12th, for 1 week to Alaska. Going to have praise and worship. We're going to have sharing. We're going to do some classes. Mostly you're going to be enjoying the beautiful sights and scenery of Alaska and all the stops along the way. It's a vacation with a purpose. Yeah, can we still get on? Absolutely. Love to have you be a part of it. Check out the cabin availability today. Join us on the cruise to Alaska. June 12, we set sail, which, by the way, we're told the best month to sail. Less rain, supposed to be beautiful. We'll see. We have fun. Love to have you be a part of it. Ministry, opportunity to grow. I'm going to be teaching some things like this. In fact, I'm going to be doing a lesson on this topic of seasons and decades. Love to have you be a part of this special week. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, click on the information for events and the cruise. It'll pop up for you. You know, I was thinking about, our lines are full. I'm going to try to get to the calls I can. When I think about decades, I wish I could, and I know we can't redo, you know, we don't live in the past. God blesses us and, you know, every day of our life. But the 20s should be the time when you take a little more of a risk. If you're going to fail, these are times to experience things and grow. And I think I was a little risk advertent in terms of avoidant, rather. And I wish there had been some things my wife, Don, and I would have experienced in a little more in the 20s. That would be one thing to say to you guys in your 20s. I'm talking about risks that are godly, risks that are, you know, going to be positive in terms of seeing what God has for you. Don't be fearful. I guess that's the message. And then in the 50s, thinking about that's a time to really be thinking about the future, planning. You know, if you haven't planned by that point, you're going to have some difficulties, but thinking about the future and making sure some plans are in place. What's a lesson you'd pass along? We got lots of calls. Let's go. Let me go next to Suzanne. And welcome to the show today. How are you? Hello, Suzanne. Are you there? Hold on. I guess that's... Let me go to Camille is on the line in California. Hello. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. What would you pass along?
Oh, I'd pass along men, boys. They need to have better treatment and understanding of them. They have so much, even as a child growing up. And I have two sons and two grandsons. I have granddaughter. But I think men, if we're going to lose them, if we don't do something, my husband passed away in recent months, and I was left with everything he did. And I thought, oh my goodness. And we were married almost 60 years. We married in 63. And I see my sons and how hard they work and all the things that I just feel like the men are not appreciated. They need to be appreciated more. And the boys, even as babies, mm-hmm. they need to. I never saw this. A lot has happened for good, too, although I'm grieving for my husband. A lot of good things can come out of some sad things.
That's for sure. Camille, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Let's go to Amy in New Mexico. Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I am doing, I'm having a hard day, but I actually was amazed by by Camille's statement.
Yeah.
I'm following up on her.
Very powerful. What is it? What's your thought?
Well, I am 41 and I lost my son. My 11-year-old son took his own life in October. And what I would say is, yes, we will lose our men, our boys. All of the stuff today is kind of geared toward girls and making girls powerful, but nothing's really geared toward boys and helping them discover who they are. And that wasn't what I was going to say. What I was actually going to say is the number one thing I would say to people in their 30s and 40s with pre-teen children and teen children, even as early as fifth grade, check in with them on a regular basis. Their brains have not developed fully to process everything. And it's important to tell them that they can come to you for anything, mm-hmm. even if it's you that they're mad at, that they can come to you. You'll love them anyway.
Very powerful. Thank you, Amy. And I'm so sorry for your loss and what you've been through, but the sensitivity that I think you're right, reaching young men, males, boys, is certainly something needed today. Not often discussed, but needed. Okay, let's try Suzanne again. Are you there, Suzanne?
Yes, I am. Hello.
There you go.
Dr. Carlson.
Go right ahead. What's your one thing you'd like to pass along?
My one thing is if I could go back and redo, of course, we always play the shoulda, coulda, woulda mm-hmm. game, but I think being in God's Word daily, whether you're reading a chapter or a proverb daily, I think that it's a habit forming, and when you become in that habit, it's ongoing, and it helps you dig deeper into the Bible, and there's so many things to learn. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you read the Bible, you read that chapter over again and you didn't get something the first time.
That's right.
And I think as a young person, if you could be in His Word daily and just seek Him daily, then all things will fall in place.
You're right. And you know, His mercies are new every morning. So if you're 40 or 50 and you look back and say, if I were 30, I'd do this again. You can't, but you can now do that. And sometimes we have to go back and restore or repeat some things we should have done in our 20s or 30s. Maybe in your 20s, you didn't plan ahead, and now you're in your 50s. Hey, it's okay. Plan now and get going. Maybe in your 30s, you didn't spend enough time growing spiritually, and now you're in your 60s. Hey, start growing now. Wherever we are, we only have today. We can't go back. We can't change the past. So we only talk about it today to be able to pass along to those who are still coming on that trail. Here's some things you can learn. That's what we're talking about. Decades of life. I'll tell you what, we're up to the 50s. If you're in your 50s and beyond, I'm going to tell you some of the challenges in just a moment. The Harvard research study finished those 3 points of how to build resiliency in our kids by saying, help them to learn adaptive skills. In other words, how to adapt to life. And I thought that's really what our mission is. Intentional living is about figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it. Resiliency is the topic for the Intentional Living community, those who are supporting the ministry of Intentional Living. This month, it comes to you by audio and video. We'll get it to you. This lesson on decades of life will be coming up in June. By the way, this will be the lesson for you all. So come and join us. Your monthly support, your financial support allows this ministry committed to reaching people for Christ to continue to breathe and be alive, frankly. And so we thank you for your support, no matter how much it is. We appreciate it. People ask how much. There is not a set amount. A dollar a day is sort of a target, $30 a month, and we appreciate your support. You can go to theintentionallife.com. That's the easiest online. You can join us there. We'll make sure the teaching on resiliency gets to you, plus this teaching on the decades coming up next month will get to you as well. 888, or I should say, theintentionallife.com is the address, and click on donate. And by the way, everybody who gives an additional love gift, a single gift this month, additional gift to help the ministry, we want to send you a brand new ebook and audiobook. And it's on the topic of the assurance of your faith in Christ. It's an encouraging ebook, audiobook, as a way of saying thank you for your support and to encourage you on your journey. So to share a gift, all the information's available for you when you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You're in your 50s. We've been going through the decades of life. If you're in your 50s, you're probably moving into the empty nest. Maybe earlier, maybe later, but the 50s certainly is a time. The 50s is sort of a generational squeeze. This is a time where your kids have grown up, they've left home perhaps, maybe come back, but they've left home. And you've got aging parents or grandparents, and you're managing these new normals. It can be very stressful. How do I relate to my grown children and the challenges they're facing and what's going on in their life and their marriage and their family? And then I've got my parents or grandparents, and I'm trying to care for them. And it can be very, very stressful. And this is a time in your 50s to really be clear about this stage, to know you're starting to move into, hey, what's next? Developing some next stage goals in your own life. You know, we talked about goal setting earlier on, of course, goal setting throughout life, but really being clear, hey, we're in our 50s, things are changing, grown adult children, aging parents, how do I manage all this? Because 60s are coming, and you know, the 60s tend to be you going into retirement. This is a time of change. And the question you might be asking yourself is, did we really plan well enough for where we are at this point? And I tell people moving into these years, because we live in, come on now, we live in a selfish, self-focused society, culture, where people say, I'm going to get to retirement, I'm done with work, I've raised the kids, I just want to get in my RV, my motorhome, and go off into the sunset, right? Come on now. Many of you have thought about that. And here's what I find. You get back in your motorhome and you come back over the sunset because you want to get back engaged because you realize it ain't all what you thought it was going to be. I just say to people in your 60s, if you're thinking about slowing down, which is great, need to change. I tell people, don't retire. Retirement is not a biblical thing. I think slowing down, changing your priorities, doing things differently, I mean, that's totally appropriate. Well, I've done that through the stages I'm in. I have to, but you got to stay engaged. Most people are not prepared for this season of life. Not prepared. Maybe, well, financially, many times not so, but otherwise. 70s, you know, our earlier caller talked about being 70. In your 70s is a time where you're thinking about legacy. There's always declining strength in your 70s. You're not quite as strong as you probably were. Maybe your balance is different, your physical strength is different, and so on. And this is a time to make sure whatever unfinished business there is, get it done. Be active and stay positive. Very important. Okay, we got time quickly. Let me get Lisa on before we run out of time from Georgia. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show. What's the one thing you'd pass along to an earlier decade?
Well, I just turned 64. I actually ended up retiring from a management position in the financial industry during COVID because there were so many changes and things weren't panning out. And I just felt like it was God's timing for me to go ahead and retire. I never thought I would retire, ever. I wanted to work the rest of my life. My main thing would be to tell people, don't stress. Things are going to work out the way God wants them to work out. And no matter how many nights you sit up worrying about it, it's not going to make a difference.
No, that's true, isn't it? We can sit up and worry about a lot of things. And we know that worry happens to increase in volume and intensity the further we get from this moment in time, either in the future or in the past. And so the best 2 years, you go into this new stage of life, Lisa. And like I said, I think the 60s, certainly a time of change, changing our roles and responsibilities, but at the same time, staying engaged in life, not disengaged, but engaged. The younger generation needs you. Your church needs you in service. Your pastor's crying probably for volunteers to help out with things at church or in your community. There's a need. And so now that you have time, health, resources, great time to serve. All right, we got through that this together, and I thought, hey, let's do this. Let's open the phone lines, and for your comments, what one thing would you pass along to a younger person coming up behind you in a previous generation, or a decade rather, that you have learned in your decades of life? You can share it with us at 888-888-1717. It'll go to our comment line or story line, 888-888-1717, or post it here on Facebook if you're viewing us there as a friend. You can post your comments below. We'd love to see those as well. Again, thank you all. Dave, thank you for your help. Gino, Stephen, thank you, Dean, my friend. We got the team here making sure that I keep things moving in the right direction. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson for the entire Intentional Living family. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And live today fully. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's the attitude. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.